From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. More allegations today that the Vatican failed to protect church members and discipline priests accused of sexual abuse. The New York Times reports that Pope Benedict XVI and other senior Vatican officials failed to punish a Milwaukee priest who was accused of molesting as many as 200 deaf boys. This case dates back to the 1970s, and it centers on Reverend Lawrence C. Murphy, who died in 1998. At the time, then-Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger headed the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, and that's the official church body charged with investigating priests accused of abuses. The story was written by Lori Goodstein, who's national religion correspondent for the New York Times, and she joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Let's talk first about Father Murphy, who died in 1998. What have you been able to piece together about his life, his work, and his misdeeds?
Father Murphy was a hearing priest and began working at a school for deaf children. He worked there for 24 years, in which he became the director during that time. He was beloved by many members in the deaf community, and yet at the same time, for most of the time he worked at that school, he was sexually abusing boys who were students at the school.
And your story is based in part on information from lawyers who represent some of those boys who have been
My story is based almost entirely on documents, on paper that has been discovered in the process of lawsuits by attorneys. What we laid out was the paper trail that went on for 40 years between church officials about what to do about Father Murphy.
Some of that paper is correspondence between Roman Catholic bishops in Milwaukee and the Vatican. What exactly are they writing to the Vatican about at that point?
The bishops in Wisconsin, and there were two of them, were informing the Vatican that they felt that this priest needed to be removed from the priesthood and removed to the lay state. Now, what's so interesting about these documents, which are the new element of this story, is that you can see the correspondence back and forth in which the American bishops are trying to convince the Vatican officials to go ahead and have a full trial. And then you see the response from the Vatican officials, which ultimately was, we're not going to do that.
And in the correspondence, to what extent can you read or infer that then Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, now Pope Benedict XVI, was part of that decision to not proceed?
Several of the letters are from Archbishop Rembert Weakland, the former Archbishop of Milwaukee, directly to Cardinal Ratzinger. The reason is that he was the head of the office, the doctrinal office at the Vatican, that was supposed to hear cases like this. There is no response in any of this correspondence from Cardinal Ratzinger, now the Pope himself, but there is response from Archbishop Bertone, who is now the second highest Vatican official. He's the Secretary of State. And he's the one that tells the American bishops not to go ahead with defrocking the priest.
The Vatican said in response to this story that they only learned of this in the mid-90s. Father Murphy died 2 years after that. So they claim it came to them too late.
And that is true. It came to them in 1996, and Father Murphy died in 1998. But before it even came to the Vatican, there is a question about why, when church officials in Wisconsin knew about this, dating back to the 1950s, why it didn't make its way to the Vatican until 1996.
Lori Goodstein, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thanks for having me.
So, Lori Goodstein, national religion correspondent for the New York Times.